We are talking about Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Game of Inner Wealth by T. Harv Eker. Have you ever gotten a raise? And did that raise immediately increase your saving account balance? For most people, the answer is no. Harv applies Parkinson's Law to our finances, saying expenses will always rise in direct proportion to income. Therefore, as your income doubles and triples, so too does your house payment and lifestyle expenses. Harv knows that income alone will never create wealth. We must become masters of our mind to become masters of managing our money. Do you believe that money is the root of all evil, the rich are greedy, and are you always worrying about money but yet hate managing it and spend it quickly and freely when you do get it? Do you feel guilty and ashamed for wanting more money and even dislike people who have more than you? This might seem unrelated, but what makes a tree strong and healthy? Is it the trunk or the roots? A strong root system is what makes a tree healthy. The fruit of the tree is a result of the health of its root system. Health in general is under the surface, but the results of health are visible. Your roots that determine your results are your thoughts. Our thoughts lead to feelings. Feelings lead to actions, and actions lead to results. But what creates thoughts? The answer is our programming or habitual ways of thinking. Unfortunately for many of us, we have been verbally programmed to think that either money is hard to obtain, money doesn't grow on trees, or that rich people themselves are bad and greedy. When you grow up with these tapes playing in your mind, you start to subconsciously believe that being rich is first of all impossible, and even if you are rich, if you stay that way, you must be a greedy, terrible person. You need to rewire that programming to suit your financial goals. We need to realize that we are actually in a relationship with money and make an effort to improve that relationship. Harv gives us 3 steps to do so. Step 1 is to become aware of your wiring. Robert Allen says, no thought lives in your head rent-free. Step 2 is to understand why you think that way. Was it unconsciously learned from parents, or maybe an investment went wrong? And now we want to find evidence against our deeply programmed thoughts. People fall prey to the confirmation bias, is where we try and prove what we already believe to be true. So look for evidence of why your thoughts aren't true. If you think this economy is impossible to make money in, actually look for how that's not true, and you will see, in fact, plenty of people are making money and some are making fortunes. Step 3 is to start to disassociate from thinking that doesn't serve you. You will naturally do this when you start to question your thinking. Just remember my favorite bumper sticker: don't believe everything you think. Once you have started to acknowledge your programming, it's time to take responsibility for everything and believe you have the power to change. Harv says you are either creating your struggle or your success, and he also says money is a result, wealth is a result, health is a result, and your weight is a result. We live in a world of cause and effect. Because of the fact that our lives are a result of what we do, rich people are constantly learning and growing so they can become better and seize opportunities. See, trees' roots actually strengthen in the wind and bad weather, just like successful people who become stronger through adversity. In contrast, poor people think they already know it all. They see their issues as obstacles and do nothing to overcome those obstacles. To become rich, you must take charge of your life, start learning and growing, and stop being a victim. Harv says victims do 3 things. They blame everyone else and everything else for their lack of success. It's the economy, the divorce, the boss, my parents, everyone else's fault. And then they also justify their life situation. So if they're broke, it's because money isn't that important to them, or they got in business with the wrong partner. Also, they love to complain. What Harv says happens when you complain cracks me up, because it sounds like something my husband would say. Harv says, when you are complaining, you're becoming a living, breathing crap magnet. Except Matt would say crap bag. So don't be a crap bag. Harv pulls from Huna philosophy, saying, bless that which you want. Rich people admire and replicate other successful and rich people. And in direct contrast, poor people resent successful people. So don't allow your unfounded programming that rich people are bad get in the way of your success. Be careful who you hang around, because everyone is affected by other people's life philosophies and energy. Take inventory. Are you hanging out with people that are constantly blaming, justifying, and complaining about their life circumstances? One of my favorite lines of Harv's is, you either affect people or infect people. Certainly don't infect anyone, but at the same time, take precautions not to be infected. Harv made a point I never realized before. Money will only make you more of what you already are. If you are a nasty person, when you become wealthy, you can hide behind your money and be even nastier. But if you are a generous, loving person, money will afford you the luxury to truly help others in need. Harv writes, it comes down to this, either you control money or it will control you. So to control money, you must manage it. It doesn't matter if you make $15,000 a year, $100,000 a year, or $10 million. If you mismanage your money, the result is the same. You're broke. So to manage your money, you need to have a budget. Now, Harv does suggest a specific budget in the book, and I review it in my MP3 review. So listen to the MP3 and get the book for more. Please do the actualization worksheet and uncover your money programming. And let's end with a quote from Harv. Training and managing your own mind is the most important skill you could ever own in terms of both happiness and success. Harv Ecker. Now you make it a great day.